97.3 Nash FM. It's Thursday, or it's Wednesday, because tomorrow is actually Thanksgiving, so it's Nash Next Artist Watch Wednesday. We've got a second timer, but first timer in the studio, Eric Burgett.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Burgett. That's okay.
Burgett. I was saying it Burgett at one point, and I don't know. Okay,
Eric, you gotta Burgett, not Burgett it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Eric Burgett. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, you were a finalist in our Nash Next 2016 competition. That's when we talked to you the first time. You called us because you live in Nashville, but you're from the Central Illinois area. Where are you from?
I'm from a little town called Latham, Illinois.
All right.
Yep.
How far is that from here?
So it's an hour, good hour, 20 minutes
okay.
Probably.
So not too far.
Yeah.
You know. But what's interesting, I think, about you and your sound is you are a classically trained musician and you play piano.
I do.
Why piano instead of a six string for country
so
music?
So piano, I mean, definitely was in my veins, like starting out. I grew up playing by ear and eventually started taking formal piano lessons,
right.
Read music, the whole bit, all while still playing by ear. Played a lot of Beach Boys, a lot of Billy Joel growing up.
All right.
And my brother Elliot was always playing piano, so I really took after him. I never lost it. Never once picked up a guitar growing up. I mean, I'll say I pick up a guitar now, but piano's always been there.
Piano's where your heart lies.
Yeah.
You went to undergrad at just like one of the coolest colleges ever. The coolest people graduated from there.
Me
too.
Big blue.
Millikan University in Decatur.
Yes.
You know, it smells like soy, but whatever.
I know. It's money, though. It's money.
Smells like money and still soy.
Yes.
It's home, basically.
It is.
Home away from home. Yeah. When did you graduate?
So I graduated in 2012.
Okay.
And I also went to a high school nearby. So I was always like at Millikan taking piano lessons like in my junior, senior year of high school.
All right.
And stepped on campus. I was like, man, I'm doing this. I love Millikan. And, you know, got involved in everything there that I could. And it really helped me build my music creativity. So
exactly. Millikan is such a great environment for
totally.
Fostering that too.
Totally.
I mean, for what I know, I was a theater major.
Yeah, so. You were theater. Yeah,
I was theater. Obviously, doing a whole lot of theater right now. But
well, you're in that creative field for sure.
I mean, am.
that's definitely where it started for sure. So
yes, absolutely. I can't imagine doing anything else. So I'm happy that I did theater, but I'm also happy that I'm in radio. What made you fall in love with music in the first place?
Music has been with me. Like I grew up on a farm in the tractor. There was always music. In high school, we would have music at our bonfire. And it was always country music, too. So country music was always my thing. And I remember listening to Walking to Memphis for the first time, Mark Cohn singing it.
Yeah.
And then Lone Star eventually did their cover of it. And I've always incorporated it in my shows since then. Playing live shows at the Corn Crib, which was my parents' bar.
Oh, yeah. We're not even talking like the Corn Crib in normal, like the baseball field.
Totally. Yeah. This is the Corn Crib with a K. So I started playing an upright piano at the Corn Crib at that bar.
Yeah.
And it was all like ragtime music. I'd play arrangements of Christmas tunes during like dinner hour, and I made like a lot of tips, and that was my main source of income.
Hey, why not? Makes you fall a little bit more in love with it. Right? So now you live and work in Nashville.
I do.
If I'm not mistaken, professor at Belmont?
I'm a part-time professor at Belmont University.
All right.
And I'll always be wearing my hat around campus. I look, you know, I may not look the part. I love Belmont. It was a nice transition from Millikan because it's such a heavily driven music school, and being in Nashville.
Oh my gosh.
Man, what better place. Like best of both worlds right there.
No kidding. We were just in Nashville for the Nash Next Finals.
Right on, yeah.
And yeah, coming back here, I mean, we were talking a little off air, though, even the cold here.
It's always 10
get back and I'm like, no, it's not that much colder, but it feels like a whole world of difference.
I know.
Yeah, Nashville, just even just walking down Broadway in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, and there's music playing everywhere.
Yes, at all hours of the day.
That's
it's
awesome.
Great.
Do you
great.
Play any places on Broadway at all?
I will get up and play mainly at like Big Bang Piano Bar.
Okay.
Since like piano is my thing. I absolutely love playing there. I'll jam with some of the guys. Typically I'm playing like little songwriter venues.
Okay,
I love playing the Bluebird. I play there every like 4 months.
Nice.
For their Sunday showcase.
Okay.
I'm playing there in December, which I'm pretty excited about. I have a full band show coming up at a place called Doghouse Saloon. It's about as close to Broadway as you can get that part of town, which is great. So
That is awesome. And I mean, you got to meet people from literally all over the country when you're playing in Nashville.
Always. It's great. That's like, it's like your automatic audience. It's perfect. It's like,
yes.
I'm playing the Bluebird, and like, I always bring merch with me. Oh, and yeah. So I bring koozies a lot of times.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first time I'll have t-shirts, and they say town you never heard of.
Yes.
So for some reason, I'm like, it feels so much at home in that place. And the Bluebird attracts people from all over the world.
Let's talk about your new single you just released in September, right?
Yes.
Called Town You Never Heard of. Heard us. Tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah. The story behind the song, Town You Never Heard Of, I was writing with my co-writer, and we were just kicking around ideas one day, and we actually had started this completely different song, and we stopped mid-song, and something came out of his mouth, and he said, Town You Never Heard Of, and I stopped. I'm like, that's a really cool song title. We should write that. So we kicked around ideas on that for like 2 or 3 hours, just naming off little things that remind us of our hometowns, because he grew up in a small town, and I think every small town has that like Dairy D or Dairy Queen or emo. Is it emos?
Emos
y'all have
here, yeah.
Here? Yeah.
Emos.
We're just kicking around ideas in small town bars, not gonna lie, you know, the under 21 thing.
No,
be honest,
not in,
you know?
Peoria at all.
Right,
ever.
Exactly. You know,
it's,
you know,
other
it's
towns.
Root beer, right? I mean, root beer in a koozie.
Right.
So one thing led to another. I started jamming out on something on the piano, and we just kicked it. It was perfect. It was just a perfect scenario writing a song.
It's great when a song just kind of comes together.
Yeah.
It's like, and it writes itself almost.
You feel it. It's like, that's the song right
and since
there.
You, so. And since you did grow up in a very small town, does yes. it just like, it feels like a piece of you?
Yeah, totally. It's me through and through as like an artist and songwriter, piano player.
Love it. Well, let's play it.
Yeah,
all
perfect.
Right.
Thank you.
It's Eric Burgett, Nash Next Artist to Watch with Town You Never Heard Of on the only country music station in Central Illinois to feature local artists, 97.3 Nash FM.